glasses.
It's broken.
And someone might ask you, how many glasses of water have you?
Had.
Or?
Drank.
Yeah, and you say, well, I drank three. And I will?
I drink one more.
Okay. If you had some friends over the house and they come in, they're standing around the table, you might invite them, you might just say, go ahead and
eat.
Sit down. Yeah, okay.
Have a seat.
And then if now when they're sitting down and you start to pass the food around, you might have a big bowl of potatoes and you pass that around, you might say to them,
help yourself.
All right. And if you were at the table and someone said that to you, then you might go ahead and
have some.
All right, help.
Help myself.
Yeah. You say, yesterday I
helped myself.
All right. And if you had, they had pass the dish over to you that you really didn't care much for, you didn't like.
I'd say no, thank you.
Okay. And if you had a big roast on the Sunday and then you were going to have the same thing on Monday, you'd say, not today, we're just having
leftovers.
All right. And you put food in your mouth and you
eat.
And you
chew.
Yeah. Now, if you have cornmeal and mix that with milk or water and then boil it. Yeah, and make, they sometimes, old people eat it and children eat it, a lot of people.
Wait a minute. Oh, I've never eaten it, but I heard of it. It's mush.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Did you ever hear it called kush? Did your grandparents ever use that word kush?
No.
Kush? Kush. You've never heard that before.
I heard him say, make the baby some mush.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, beans and peas and corn are all different kinds of
vegetables.
And you grow them out in a
garden.
Right. And coarsely ground corn is called, it's corn and it's white, and sometimes they all often,
harmony?
Yeah.
No.
What's that?
Harmony.
Yeah, and then what, sometimes when you eat it in a restaurant, you get it with eggs, for instance, they usually call it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure, they call it hominy grits.
Hominy grits.
Sure.
Yeah.
And this is a kind of vegetable, they're kind of, it's like a vegetable, it's white, and they boil it, and it gets larger and kind of fluffy, and you often eat it with chicken.
Dumplings?
Yeah, except this is something that grows in South Carolina down along the coast. And in
Wait a minute. Tell me, so what do you do with it now?
Yeah, it comes dry in a package, and you put it in water, in boiling water, and then it expands and gets soft and fluffy. And and you eat it instead of potatoes. Usually when you have this, you don't have potatoes.
Rice?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, what was wrong with the way I described it? How would it have been better?
I mean, if you had said, like, anything but that it's, I mean, if you had said that it came in a small package,
uh-huh,
I maybe would have understood it better, but you were just making me believe it was just one thing. You just used this one piece.
Oh, I see. I got you. Yes, I see. You're right. Sure. That's good. Okay. Do you know any names for cheap whiskey or homebrewed whiskey that names they frequently use?
Like Splow, White Lightning, White Whiskey.
Yeah, what was the first one?
Splow.
Splow?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That is a terrible drink.
Yeah.
People that drink Splow or ale.
Yeah. What's Splow? Is that the...
It's, I don't know I don't have any idea how it's even made, but it's,
It's not the same thing as White Lightning.
No. I mean, well, maybe it's a little worse than White Lightning, I would say.
Do you know why it's called Splow? Because it makes you splow.
No, I don't know what, no, but I've always heard of, people that, this man's a splow drinker, you know.
Uh-huh.